Don't lie. Do not be a liar. Lying blocks your blessing. It's the truth about you that sets you free. I'm talking reality here. I'm talking about where you speak from, where you live from. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is the 16th of April, 7:57 a.m. And I invite you to invest in identity-based manifesting. You'll find out why in a bit. But let's just say to begin with, it's the truth about you that sets you free. Don't be a liar. Ready? You are not your body. You are not its history. You are the mystery. You are the spark behind the eyes. You are the fire. Literally, the fire behind the eyes. The spark. The sunshine. And so people email me a lot, and they tell me, you're wrong. And I say, prove it. Let's chat. Because it is the truth about you that sets you free. It's the truth about me that set me free. You know some of those stories. Scoliosis, bedwetter, black belt, moving around the world, meeting Victoria, all that good stuff. Accomplishing the impossible pretty much on a daily basis. Maybe I'll talk about that too. But this is really important because words do not have power. The speaker, where you speak from, is the power. Planning what you're going to say, scripting what you're going to say, editing what you say. I just want you to speak forth the truth. And I'm not just talking the written or the spoken word here. Let's dive into a quote of Neville's. Take me seriously. When you know what you want in life, construct a scene which would imply your desires fulfilled. See it as clearly as possible. Feel its naturalness. Experiment until you know the scene and all that it implies is real. Now, to the degree that you believe in its reality, your experiment will become your experience. Do not stop there. Keep on imagining and share your results with others. Tell them how to free themselves from this bondage to Caesar. This is why I do what I do. This is why I say what I say. This is why I say don't be a liar. So here's the answer to a question that I got today. Ready? When I flew into Australia the last time from America, I was on a visitor visa. I'd been coming to Australia and staying here for about a year and a half. And I'm imagining my identity as being a citizen of Australia. But I'm still an American at that point in time. And I'm in the queue, and I walk up, and I give my American passport to the man, and he says, purpose of your visit to Australia? And I say, visit friends and family and travel. And he hits a button, and a little red light goes off. And right above my head, there's like a spinny red light. Wonderful. And so they interrogated me for 3 hours because I'd been coming in and out of the country for a year and a half, 90-day visits, doing what I could to uphold the law to the best of my ability. And I'm honest with them. I tell them everything I've done. Turns out I committed a few visa violations. They asked me what I thought about that, and I told them. I said, this is how I read the law. This is how I understood the law. And there were a few key terms in American law, which I have a strong background in, being an ex-police officer, and Australian law, which I have no background in, being a visitor at the time. And I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you in. You've committed 7 visa violations. We could turn you around and you and guarantee you never step foot in Australia again. But since you were honest with us, we're going to let you in. Now let's talk about honesty just for a few moments. I'm honestly feeling being a citizen of Australia, and I'm honestly feeling being married to Victoria. I was neither at that time. And they're asking me about the physical world. And I tell them, I met a woman. You don't have a visa for I met a woman, and I want to marry her. Unless I go overseas and you get back to me in 2 or 3 years, which means it ain't going to last. And I tell them, this is what I've been doing to make money. And they said, you're allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. And you did that, and you did this. Then, all right, I made a mistake, all right. I admitted it. I told them everything about the physical world that they asked about in the physical world. Now let's go back to the question, shall we? Mr. 2020, I am imagining being married. And I'm not even dating anyone. What do I say when my friends ask, how's it going? And here's the thing. You don't tell them you're married. They'll think you're nuts. It would be like me. See, I was imagining being a happy, loving puppy dad before we got puppies. And that would be like me going to the dog park with a dog lead around my neck and yelling for an invisible dog that doesn't exist. Now, here's the cool thing. A friend of ours knew I was imagining that on some level. And she asked me, would you take our dog? Because we're moving and we can't take him where we're going. And they gave us this little lovely puppet, our puppy, called Emmett. Meanwhile, let's shift gears a tiny little bit. Honesty. See, a lot of people script out these long scenes. They make movies. And they take movies that they can sit there and enjoy. But at the end, they always tell me, after I make my movie that I enjoy and I get up, it doesn't feel real anymore. I said, wow. Right. We got to do something different. Let's apply the week 1 of Manifesting Mastery course.com. Because in there, one of the things that we explore is how you instantly imagine up everything. And the first step we've got to do is we've got to stop you instantly imagining up shit. And that's what that week is about. Because Neville Goddard teaches your reactions create your reality. And in week 1, we take care of your reactions. Week 2, we take care of loops. Week 3, we actually go into something called manifesting methods. We make you wait till week 3 for those. Because unless you've busted up your loops and unless your reactions stop ruining your life, it doesn't matter what you learn. But I seem to digress. Let's talk about the truth about you that sets you free. Let's talk about not being a liar. Because I mentioned this earlier, but you may not have caught it the way I threw it. You're the mystery, not the history. You're the spark behind the eyes. You are the animating, life-giving force. Not just to your body, but to your circumstance. And I love that word. Circum is in around stances and how you stand. What's your standing in the world? What's your standing in reality? Because what it comes down to, and a lot of people now are saying, concept of self. You got to change your concept of self. All right, let's just simplify this. It's your identity. Period. And we've developed a really cool way to teach this and do this. That works. It's called identitybasedmanifesting.com. Now, here's the cool thing. Follow along. Your identity determines what you do. Your identity determines when you do it. Your identity determines what you have. And your identity determines how you think about all this stuff. And a lot of people try to change how they think, what they have, what they do, before changing their identity. And it's got to begin with identity change. And we've got a really cool way to do that. You can dive into that at identitybasedmanifesting.com. Do me a favor. Do you a favor. Go there and scroll down and look at all the goodies inside. That's all I'm going to say. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. Because right now you've got some thoughts going on. You've got some reactions to the sound of my voice. If your identity is eager to learn, you've probably learned a few things. Like how to respond to someone when they ask you questions. Because if you're single and you're imagining you're married and your friends are asking, hey, you dating anyone? You go, I'm happily married. They suddenly go, I'm not introducing you to my hot cousin because you're a freaking whack job. Or if I'm imagining being a happy loving puppy dad and I'm pretending I got a puppy, that's just weird. On the other hand, the identity of happy loving puppy dad had me do fence repairs and had me do things on the property for when we did get a puppy. It's like this identity determined what I did before we even got a dog. The truth about you sets you free. Your awareness of being is God. How you are aware of anything determines how it shows up in your life. There is only one cause. By the pearl. These are the truths that set you free. One more. Nah, that'll be good. Listen to yesterday's episode. You'll notice how we talk about lying there too, in a subtle way. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. The truth about you sets you free. Remember, your awareness of being is God. And now, I don't want you to go daydream. I want you to give life to something lovely and to believe in its reality. Right now, as we go into the silence. Neville Goddard says, take me seriously. When you know what you want in life, construct a scene which would imply your desires fulfilled. See it as clearly as possible. Feel its naturalness. Experiment until you know the scene and all that it implies is real. See ya.